It's time to feel better with help from Dr. Suzanne Bennett. Allergies, nutrition, ultimate wellness, all discussed right here, right now. It's Wellness for Life Radio on Radio MD. Here's your host, Dr. Suzanne.
I'm so excited to share this information about my new guest. I've met her a little while back, and we have such a great energy together. You know, most of us, I want you to know, you know, if you've had the question, would you like that supersized blah, right? Most of us have heard it in the fast food line. My next guest and is the co-star and the concept developer of the amazing documentary Supersize Me and the author of Women, Food, and Desire. Embrace your cravings, make peace with your food, and reclaim your body. Now she's here to answer, have we really become a supersized society? Hi, Alex. Alex Jameson, thanks so much for joining me. What is the documentary Supersize Me and what's it all about?
So 10 years ago, actually 12 years ago, my now ex and I, Morgan Spurlock, were sitting on the couch together discussing, as we always were at that time, my love for healthy food. I was a culinary student, a budding health coach, and a world-class super vegan expert, and his love of film. He was a budding filmmaker. We're talking about how McDonald's marketed their food to children, that it was healthy to eat for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And we came up with the idea for Morgan to eat nothing but McDonald's for a month, and we would film it to explore the supersized phenomenon, the fast foodification of our food system, and the marketing that happens and how we feel about food. And that little idea became Supersize Me. It became an Oscar-nominated documentary. Premiered in over 25 countries around the world. And since then, I've written four books about health, nutrition, and food psychology. And Morgan has gone on to make a bunch of TV shows and movies about food and documentaries. And it was really exploring, like, how sick we get from what we eat, but also how well we can get when we change our food. You know, Morgan put on 25 pounds in a month. His cholesterol went up 60 points. He was depressed. He was exhausted. He was moody. And at the end of the 30 days, I said, look, I'm taking over. I'm putting you on my diet, a whole foods, plant-based diet, which in another 2 months took off the weight, brought his blood pressure, cholesterol back down, and totally healed his body.
That's great. That's great. I mean, the Supersize Me is, you know, for me, 10 years ago, I remember this whole documentary, and I remember thinking, geez, it's just giving us such good information about what we're doing with our country, that we are definitely sicker. And although it was 10 years ago, it's still, the information is so current, right, Alex? The Americans are still getting sicker, and we're getting bigger than ever, bigger than ever. You know, go on.
Absolutely. You know, we created an educational version of the film to show in schools, middle schools, in their health programs, and schools are still showing the movie to kids to help them put two and two together that when you eat a fast food diet most of the time, and it's not just McDonald's, it's, you know, it's the Dunkin' Donuts, it's the food out of a box, it's the microwaved frozen foods. When we eat this way, we're going to get sick. And I still get emails and letters from people to this day about the movie.
That's great. Great. I mean, the things that you're doing right now and the books that you just spoke about, you've written many books. And there was one about the detox, right? You have a detox book out. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's called The Great American Detox Diet. And it told my story, how I got very sick in my mid-20s from eating nothing but total junk and fast food for, you know, from 15 to 25, I really was in control of my own diet and decided to eat nothing but total junk, even though I was raised on an old organic farm outside of Portland, Oregon. I was totally obsessed and addicted, and I think I was living with a severe candida infection that wasn't diagnosed for years. And it finally hit me at the age of 25 when I was having migraine headaches every day, was 30 pounds overweight. I was depressed and exhausted. And I finally changed my diet when I found a holistic doctor. We now call it a functional medicine doctor, to help me change what I was eating. And it turned everything around. And I went back to culinary school. And that's the same diet that I put in the Great American Detox Diet that I used to help Morgan heal from his fast food diet.
Great. So what were the main parts about this diet? What did you change besides, of course, whole foods? Anything specific that you can share with us?
Well, we had to take out the sugar first and foremost. You know, as was true for Morgan during his Super Size Me Only month, it's true for most Americans that we get most of our calories from high fructose corn syrup, and it's in everything. It's not just in soda. It's in ketchup, which is the number one condiment. It's the number two condiment after salsa now. But it's in salad dressings. It's in juices. It's in so many of our foods. So we took out added sugars, but we also took out dairy. We took out gluten. I put him on, you know, what we would call a vegan or plant-based diet for 2 months. And I put in special foods that were going to help him to balance his hormones again, to clean out his liver, so that a lot of fiber was really important. He was eating a lot of vegetables, some whole grains, and, you know, a lot of nuts and seeds. And it was winter, so we were adding some good, healthy fats. But it was mainly, you know, taking out the sugar, taking out the really cruddy, low-quality meats that fast food places serve. You know, at the time, grass-fed beef and grass-fed meats were a lot harder to come by. You know, this was before Whole Foods was in every neighborhood in New York City where we live. Now it's a lot easier to access these foods, which is great. So now I might adjust the diet a little bit, but the Great American Detox Diet definitely works on getting people off of the fast food lifestyle and into a healthy diet right away.
You know, people always say that, you know, it costs a lot of money to be healthy. Do you agree?
Yes.
You know,
no.
What I mean is that fast foods cost, you know, a lot less money, and that's what they say. A lot of people complain about that, but I find that it's not true, because if you shop at the farmers markets and you really choose and pick seasonally, you know, the right types of vegetables and fruits and foods that are most highest in value, I find that it really is not, that's not true. What do you think?
Well, yes and no. I think there are some ingredients that are more expensive, like grass-fed beef. If you want to serve your family homemade burgers at home instead of going to the fast food joint, like, yeah, you can buy, you know, enough food at a McDonald's for maybe $15 for a family of four, whereas it's going to cost a bit more to get grass-fed beef at the organic grocery store. But there's a huge, huge difference. Like, let's say you're spending a little bit more money on food. You're spending a lot less money on medicine, on sick days. And overall, your energy, your focus, your life is better. I've had hundreds of clients over the last few years tell me, I'm off my allergy medications. I'm off my high blood pressure medications. They're saving money because they're saving hundreds of dollars a month on prescriptions that they can now use towards the healthier food that not just helps them feel better, but opens up their life and their possibilities and their energy.
Yeah, absolutely. When you start connecting to yourself, I mean, you start to really feel the new you once you get rid of these chemicals and toxins, because it will affect the way your brain functions. Don't you just see that there's a new person coming out? And once you see that, why would you want to go back? Isn't that right?
Absolutely.
I mean, why would you want to go back?
I remember how bad I felt. You know, I was barely making it through the day when I was sick. You know, I was using caffeine and candy to get through the day at my desk job. And when I realized, wow, okay, if I can just get through the first week of no sugar and no junk food, I think I'm going to feel better. And it was amazing. Within 2 weeks, I mean, really less than 14 days, my health did a complete turnaround. I remember waking up in the morning and feeling awake. You know, it was such a difference.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Alex. This was wonderful. I'm so glad you came here and shared with us about your documentary, but also about what you'll be doing in the future. And anyone who wants more information about Alex, please go to RadioMD.com on my page. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is Dr. Suzanne on Radio MD. All right, stay well.